I figured he did. It's amazing how he can do that. Yeah, I know I never heard that first thing, so the Lord gives him songs. He writes them, and a lot of these he sings is that's a gift, isn't it? Thank God he's doing it for the Lord. That's good, ain't it? Amen. I appreciate you sharing that, Brother Raymond. I'm sure it's fine. Got your Bibles turning with me? 2 Samuel, chapter number 9. 2 Samuel, chapter number 9. Wonderful passage of Scripture in the Old Testament. Every now and then I had to read it. Every now and then I got to preach on it. It shows the loving kindness of our wonderful Lord. Begin reading 2 Samuel, chapter number 9, verse number 1. David said, "Is there yet any that's left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not any left of any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God?" He first of all said in verse 1, "Show kindness." Now he's saying, "Show the kindness of God." And Ziba's unto him. And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan have yet a son which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he's in the house of Machir, the son of Ammon, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammon, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said to Mephibosheth, he answered, "Behold thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant, and thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servants, and said unto him, "I've given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruit that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, "According to all that my lord the king have commanded his servants, so shall thy servant do." As for Mephibosheth, said the king, "He shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwell in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. But he said in verse number 3, and the king said, "Is there not any of the house of Saul that I might show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet. But I want you to notice what he said, show the kindness of God. And folks, I believe that's what you and I need to be busy doing. Showing the kindness of God. Father, we ask you to bless the reading of your word. We pray, our Father, that you'd speak to our hearts this morning. Speak to each one of us. Lord, in this cold hour that we're living in, warm us, our Father, with a word from you. Speak, our Father, with power and authority to our hearts in a way that we, Lord, not only hear, but we'd obey and do your blessed word. Have your way now in every heart and every life that's here. Pray for the every need to be met. And God, we ask you to speak to us. And let your word go forth and accomplish that this pleasing unto thee. We do ask these things now in Jesus' sweet name. Amen and amen. Showing the loving kindness of our Lord. You know, in this passage of Scripture, it's a real, you can just see, you can just see what the grace of God done for us. You see how humble old Mephibosheth was? You know, really, and most of you probably know, but he fell when his nurse fled with him. During the days of battle, he was only, 5 years old. Also, his father, Jonathan, was slain in that battle, got killed. Well, you know, Jonathan and David was like this. They were close. And this was Jonathan's son. But you know, David, that's not all. Before David, said this and wanted to show this kind of kindness, he's already had started showing kindness that he always had. If you think about it a little bit and you look back in the Word of God, you'll see where David was running from Saul and how that he was running from him. At the same time, he was hid in the cave. He came in there. Actually, it was after David. He came looking for him. They came in the cave. They didn't see him in the cave and got out and left. And saw David and him come out behind him and call to him. But David had cut a little bit off from his garment. Oh, yeah. He cut a little off his garment. And I'll tell you what God did. God even smote his heart for even doing that. You know what? I know Saul wasn't what he ought to be. He wasn't the king he ought to be. But I'll tell you what God said, what David said about him. And what God said to David. He smote him in the heart just far, smoting a little bit of his garment on. What he used that for was, when he went out of the cave, he approached him. Listen, God smote David in the heart. You know what David said? He couldn't touch the anointing of God. Now I'm going to tell you what he said. He couldn't touch the anointing of God. That's why a lot of times I just stay clear of that. Try to by the grace of God, but there he was. He said, you can't touch the anointing of God. Might not agree with him. He didn't agree what Saul was doing, but he said, I want to tell you something. He's God's anointing. And listen, God even bowed him in the heart for cutting a little of his garment off. But he went on over there, and he called out unto Saul. And Saul, you know what he did? You know what Saul even said to him, blessed be you. He said, there I was hunting you down. Listen, the key. And you found me in a place. And you could have killed me, but you spared me. You didn't do it. And he said, I'm telling you, not only did David start here, listen, showing compassion and mercy, but he showed compassion. Listen, even the Saul spared his life. Even in that, but listen, he went on over here in this passage of Scripture, and he said, listen, for Jonathan's sake and for God's sake, I'm going to spare. See, don't you imagine that Mephibosheth, when he started, when he heard the king wanted to see him, he didn't know. I'm serious. That's why he come fell down. before him. And he, listen, was fearful, but he had to come because the king sent for him. Listen, when one king become the king, listen, a lot of the other kings were gone to slay him, to get him out of the way. But I want to tell you something. David said to Mephibosheth, he said, I want to show you some kindness. I want to show you loving kindness and mercy. And he did, thank God. He showed it to him. And he said, glory to God. And you know what? It could have been his enemy. And that's one reason they was just, that's the way they went, did it back then. Ones from the king before, they got rid of them. They were sort of enemy if another king come, and therefore they might be there to try to fight them back and take over and give them resistance. And therefore they were. But listen, that's what old Mephibosheth was. Listen, but he also was lame. And you know how he got lame? He got lame from a fall. Then his nurse picked him up and ran with him. He got lame from the fall, but there's a perfect picture in this passage of scripture that how we was lame from our fall. And thank God, our Lord Jesus Christ showed us compassion and mercy and grace. And we ought to let his love of God flow through our hearts. God had mercy upon us. Thank God he did. We had a fall too. We fell into sin in Adam. We's lost and undone. But God in his sovereign grace and mercy had mercy on us and showed compassion toward us. I'm glad he did. He's full of compassion and full of mercy. And so he said, Mephibosheth, I want to show you kindness. Then he said, I want to show you the kindness of God. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. God is a kind and merciful and long-suffering and merciful God. And he said, I want to show you kindness of God. My question this morning, does our life show the kindness of God? Do you love those that don't love you? He said, if we just love them and do good to them, it does good to us. What need are we? Our religious crowd do that. But he said, we'd love our enemies. We'd love those that persecute us. We'd love those that spitefully use us. We'd love all alone. You know, I read a verse of scripture. I'm still finding verses I don't think I've ever remember reading. You ever do that? I read a verse yesterday. And it jumped out. You know what? If I can find it, I'm going to read it. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what David said to Saul. Look at 1 Samuel 24:9. Look for 1 Samuel 24:9. Saul was listening to men's words. What he said. So that's 1 Samuel 24, verse number 9. And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, ain't what he's saying? Behold, David seeketh thy hurt. So David's saying to Saul, that's what I got out of it. You've been listening to somebody talking. You've been listening to men. Saying that I'm after you, but was David after him? If he'd really been after him, he could have got him in the cave, couldn't he? While he was asleep. But he wasn't really after him. So listen. Well, you have to take everything you hear. They used to tell us with some salt and seasoning or something, you better pay attention to it. You ain't going to be able to keep from hearing a lot of things, but I tell you what you can do, and I can do the same thing. Keep from putting his mouth back out with it. Amen? You're going to hear some things. And he was hearing that David was hattering, and it was men speaking it. That's what he said. And I found another verse somewhere that I wasn't going to read. There's a lot in this Bible. Let's see where that one is. I wish I could do this like Brother Billy. He can just go verse to verse and just keep running. I like that too, don't you? Amen. But there's a lot in this book. I'm still finding verses. It'll turn to Proverbs somewhere, I think. Let me see if I got it. I might not put a marker in it. Proverbs 1 of verse number 3. Look at even verse 16. Verse 3 says, commit thy words. Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. See, we've got to commit everything to the Lord. Works, words, and everything else. Look at verse number 9, 17, Proverbs 9. Proverbs 17:9. I'll just read it and move on. He that covereth the transgression seeketh love. But he that repeateth the matter separate very friends. That happens all the time. And so listen, some things we don't need to repeat. You know what? I hear stuff all the time. I'm just talking to us now. Is it okay? I hear stuff all the time. And I try to let it go in here and out there. And most of the time I don't remember it anyhow. Amen. I do. I said, Lord, just let me just forget that. Anyway, I'm just reading some verses. Word of God. Amen. Now back to where he was in Mephibosheth. And so he said, I want to show you some kindness. Some kindness. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you what this world's dying to see. They're dying to see the kindness of our loving God. Love and mercy are our wonderful Savior. And so he was lame. He was off in a far country. He was sought out. That's what Mephibosheth was. And what? You know why you obtain mercy and grace for another's sake? You know why we found mercy in the Lord? You know why I found the kindness of God? It wasn't because we deserved it. What did he say when Mephibosheth comes, said, an old dog just like me? What in the world? Why would you want me? Why would you show, in a sense he was saying, why would you show kindness unto somebody like me? You know what? That's because God's a loving, merciful, kind God. Hallelujah. He really is. He's a merciful and kind and God. And I tell you, Mephibosheth was helpless. And I'm telling you, he was hopeless. And he admitted he was worthless. But I won't tell you what God did. Although he was helpless, hopeless, and worthless, he could have considered himself as nothing. God showed him kindness. 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 While we were sinners, Christ loves us. Hallelujah. You know what? You know what we all, let's just be honest. I'll tell you, number one, me. I don't like nobody. I like people to show me kindness. I like people to show me love. I do. And I know people do. And I pray, God, let me be the vessel. Let me be one, Lord, that'll show the kindness of God in a dark hour like we're living in now. Hallelujah. Folks, this is truth. It's getting on all of our toes. It's getting on mine. But let's be honest. Lord, let me be kind. You say, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, I'm fixing to go to the New. I'm telling you. Mephibosheth, that's where he was. He was at a place. But old David fetched him. And first thing he said to him in verse 7 of this chapter I just read, in the 9th chapter, 2 Samuel, David said unto him, fear not. Fear not. I'll surely show thee kindness for Jonathan's sake. You see, David and Jonathan, he's doing it for Jonathan's sake. Now, you know why God's forgiven us? For his son's sake. for his son's sake. Just like David said. I'm going to do it for you, Jonathan's sake. Not that he deserved it. Not did God show us kindness because we deserved it. But he showed it to us for his son's sake. Jesus. Blessed Jesus. That's why he showed me kindness. I'm glad he did. Glory to God. And so listen. Go over to the New Testament just a moment. Go with the book of Colossians. We're dealing with kindness this morning. Kindness. Colossians 3. Colossians chapter number 3. He tells us, put on a new man, verse number 10, goes on down, verse number 12. Says, put on therefore as elect of God, Colossians 3, 12. He said, put on therefore as elect of God. We've been elected, God, we in God's elect. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgive you, do also, he said, do ye. Anyone got a quarrel against you, always remember, Christ forgiven us, we must forgive them. And you must forgive me. That's what he said, didn't he? Anyone got one? So we put on the bowels of mercy. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. Well, that's pretty plain, isn't it? Turn me over to the book of Titus. This book's full of it. I won't even get started on it this morning. You get way their appetite and you get looking at it. Me too. Titus chapter number 3. Verse number 1 said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Look at verse number 2 of Titus 3. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. All men. For we ourselves also, here's what sometimes we forget. We ourselves, the apostle says, sometimes were foolish, disobedient, deceiving, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But thank God, look what happened. But after that, the kindness of God, the kindness and love of God, our Savior appeared toward men. You see it? The kindness of God appeared to us. Not our works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. We once were this way, but thank God, after he, look what he said. After the kindness and love of God. Hallelujah. Our Savior. Toward man appeared. Well, glory to God. We's all this. But the kindness of God appeared to us. Hey. If it ever appears to you and ever tempted to not be kind, just remember, he's kind to us. He's loving toward us. You said, I can love that person or not. Always remember, he loved you. He loved me. He loved me while I was in sin. He loved me while I was without hope. He loved me while I was without strength. He loved me while I was ungodly. He still loved me, and he brought me to him, and he appeared unto me in his loving kindness and grace. That's enough to make a... Listen, anybody want to shout that God in his loving mercy appeared to us? Thank you, Lord, for loving us, and thank you for your kindness you've shown toward me. He's kind. Meek, long-suffering, gentle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you said getting pretty strong. Well, listen, I got about three fingers pointing back to me if I'm pointing one at you. So don't forget, we're all in this boat together. The Word of God. I read verses, I say, woo. Back up. Straighten up. Shape up. Live up. Because God's word said it. He said, put these things on. Put off the old man. Put off all these things. He said, put them off. He said, speak no evil of no man. If we can't find something good to say to somebody, let's just hush up on the rest of it. Amen. That's what it said. I'm not up here preaching something in this book. He says, speak evil of no man. You said, well, look what he's doing. I said, he didn't say what about anything about that. He said, show him a better way. Show him the love of God. Show him the kindness of God. And speak to you, not evil of him. But thank God. Just realize one thing. God got you out of the mire and mud and clay. He can get them out. Love them to death. I tell you what. Tell you what love do. It covers a multitude of sins. Just love them to death. You know, it does take two to argue. One to run out directly. Just love them to death. Show kindness and mercy. Lord, have mercy. I say, Lord, I go in stores a lot. And I said, Lord, let me be a light. Because there's plenty coming by here and ain't much shining. And that's true. But that don't mean we can't be the light. In a dark world. Now you get a little bitty light, get out in the sunlight, it's not going to do much, is it? But when you get where it's dark, that light will brighten up, won't it? Same light. But when it's dark, it looks bright, don't it? And so you and I can be bright lights in a dark world, because it's a dark world we're living in. And we can show kindness of God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, he did create us and make new creatures out of us. We got the new birth. Got the grace of God to walk this life. And I want to tell you something. God's grace is sufficient for every need. It is sufficient for every need. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to read one more verse over in 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter number 1. This is good. I'm just going to read several verses. This is good. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. To them that are obtained like precious faith. We got that same faith, precious faith. God give it to us. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. according to his divine power, have given us all things that pertain to life. You see, his divine power has given it to us. That pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us into glory and virtue. He's called us. He's given us some things. He's given us divine power. His divine power has given us these things. Verse 4, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. He gave us a bunch of promises and exceeding the great. That by these he might be partakers of the divine nature. He's given us his divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Thank God we escaped. He gave us something else. And beside this, given all diligences, he said, add to your faith. He's telling us the thing to add to our faith. What on virtue? Virtue knowledge. Knowledge temperance. Temperance patience. And patience godliness. And godliness, here it is. Brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren, nor unfruitful, in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But ye that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, listen to this, and forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. But we don't never need to forget what he did for us. Don't you ever forget, and don't I ever forget, he purged us from our old sins. Such were some of you, he says. Look at verse 10. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your call and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be administered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Peter said, I don't want to be neglected now. I'm not going to neglect telling you. Though you know them, we know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up out of putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. More, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my departure, to have these things always in remembrance. For you have not followed cunning devices, fables. We make known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but by eyewitness of his majesty. What's Paul saying? He said, as long as I'm in this old tabernacle, talking about this body, I'm going to stir you up. I thought it was best, as long as I stir you up by putting you in remembrance. That's what he was doing. And you know what? I want to be like Paul, as long as I'm in this tabernacle. I want God, by his marvelous grace, to keep us stirred up about the things in this book and the things that God has done for us and got for us. Hallelujah. And so I don't know what it'll take to stir us up, to stir me up. But I pray I get stirred up, and I pray we get stirred up as a church about what God has brought us from and what God has given us and God wants us to be. He wants us to be a light in a dark world. And he wants us to be a testimony. And he wants us to be full of his loving kindness, his love, his mercy, and his kindness for the glory of God. Kindness of God. Hallelujah. So we to love one another. We to be kind to one another. We to forgive one another. Is Christ forgiven us? Is God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us? Hallelujah. Listen. Did you know if I wrong you or whatever, and I come to you and I say, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? It's your responsibility to forgive me. And if not, I've done my part. Vice versa anyway. But you know what? Paul's saying, look what God done for you. Hey, he's done this for you. And he did it for you through his love and kindness toward us. He sure did. God loves us. He's kind to us. He sure is. I'm so glad that he does. Aren't you? I'm glad my Lord is a kind God, a loving God, and a merciful God. Oh, how I love him. I want to love him more. Want to praise him more. So I pray this morning that you and I will get stirred up. You know what people are doing? You've had the news on. You know what's going on. You know what people are getting stirred up today about? Super Bowl. I got one better than that. They can holler about the Super Bowl if they want to, and I'm not just being critical, but I'm telling you something. And it ain't because I didn't used to play football either. That's what everybody's mind's on today. But I'm going to tell you something. We better get our minds on God. I'm serious. I'm not against a lot of things, but it's got to have its place. Amen? This generation's gone crazy over pleasure, and it's in that book. That's what he said. You was there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You was there. I was there. I know if God hadn't saved me, I'd been this morning. Probably wouldn't have still been alive. But I tell you one thing, I probably wouldn't have been in church. Just go when I wanted to. But I'm going to tell you something, but God, who's rich in mercy, and in marvelous grace one day appeared unto me. And listen, give me the new birth. I got a new life. And I read that book where he said, put this off. And I read where he said, put this on. Now, he didn't say get it mixed up either. He didn't say mix it. He said, put this off. Can I tell you something? I was so crazy about sports. Even, listen, I got saved. And when the Lord called me to preach, he said, you're not going. I couldn't behave myself nowhere at the games. You know what he said to me? You're not going. And I didn't for years. Until you get where you can handle it. He said it's one of the two. You know, he knew what he was doing. He was weaning me off. I can go now or not go. But I'm going to tell you something, God is number one. He's number one. That's what he told me. He said, you got to get. You see, God's a jealous God. He won't have no other God before him. He's number one. He is number one. God is. And I want to tell you something. The quicker you can find to put him first in your life, I'm telling you, the quicker you're going to find some peace. The quicker you're going to find some joy and assurance and happiness like you've never known before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, I still one that believes he ought to stand for the flag. We had for Brother Smiley's funeral yesterday, we had a military. And I got to talk to them young men. And I was telling them about my brother's service. I was telling them about when we got out, they was drafting you. He said, was it? I said, yeah. But anyway, I was telling about all three of my older brothers, the years they spent. And I said, I got a whole lot of respect for our military and our flag and our anthem. Of course, they was all for it. They were real young. I guess the older you get, the younger you look, don't they? They was in the service. But they came. Did that flag. Shot them guns. One thing I'll never forget, I went to a military funeral when I was just a little boy. I never forgot him shooting them guns. But that flag and playing that bugle remind me, thank God, I'm American. Number one, I'm a Christian. And thank God, I'm American. Thank God. You know what I don't like our country? Head out. Go. Listen, let's stand for God. Let's stand for our country. Let's live for God. In God we trust. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people said about our president. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying he's a super Christian or even a Christian, but I'll tell you one thing. God's got him in there. I do know that. And I'll tell you one thing. God can use who he wants to. And I believe God's going to use him. I believe that. And we better pray for him and pray for our country and pray for our nation. Because, listen, we're on shaky grounds. Because a lot of them won't just get us away from God. And the further we go, Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. When you forget God, you're gone. You know what God do, don't you? He did it to his own people, his own nation. He turned them over to the enemy and let them bring chastisement upon them. Took them into captivity. How many of y'all want to go into captivity? I dreamed a dream one time years ago, awful dream. That's what happened. Hope it never comes to pass. It's awful. Enemy take over. We better pray for them. We're in the land of the free so far. And it's God. I'll tell you how. Best way we can start is a total commitment and surrender to our blessed Lord. He is Lord. See, we're living in an hour and people telling people you can confess him as his Savior. If you want to, after a while you make him Lord. I don't believe that. He's Lord Jesus. When you come to him, he's Lord Jesus. Confess in thy heart the Lord Jesus. He's going to be Lord. He's going to rule and reign your life. And that's the way he does. And I tell you, if we'll submit and surrender, we can save a lot of heartaches and problems along the way. He's Lord. But he, all through it all, he's kind and loving and merciful. Our great God. Would you stand with me?